Chris Wheeler is the owner of one of the only grocery stores in Soldovia. He takes his truck to and from Homer on the ferry so he can get groceries in Anchorage. That's what he did last week. But there was no way to get back to his store with his entire load.
Well, I guess it was a day after they went on strike. I was supposed to catch a ferry, and I had to fly all my perishable stuff from my truckload of stuff to Soldovia.
He says his dry goods are still sitting in his truck in Homer. Now some of his shelves are empty.
I'm out of toilet paper. I'm out of soda pop. I'm out of paper towels. You know, running out of a lot of things.
He says he'll be out of all his stock in about a month and notes that he'll likely close the store instead of transporting materials by plane and raising prices. Soldovia resident Joy Smith says she also has a lot of goods lying in her car in Homer.
Basically, all the heavy stuff that most people would shop for throughout the year, I get in one fell swoop.
Smith and her mom were able to hop on an airplane from Homer and take their perishables with them to Soldovia. She spends the summer there with her parents, but she teaches in King Cove, which is on the Alaska Peninsula, during the rest of the year. She had planned to take the ferry out there Tuesday night.
I've got to get out 3 pets. And I'd like to take out at least my meat, but I'll probably, if I go out on the airplane, I'll ship my clothes so that I can take some perishable stuff out with me instead.
Brian Hawkins is hearing a lot of stories like this. He's Homer's harbor master.
What we're seeing a lot is just impacted people, you know, that have planned their trips and planned for materials to be delivered to, you know, the ship to be loaded up and brought out to, you know, their homes where they live.
He says there are alternative modes of transportation to places such as Soldovia, but there's no other ways to get cars there.
A lot of vehicles, folks are making arrangements and paying for extended parking permits here on the spit and just trying to deal with this new reality until the ship can sail again.
Laurel Hiltz worries about the economic ripple effects on her community. She's the marketing and public relations director for the Soldovia Village Tribe and is concerned about the potential loss of tourists.
We are impacted. Anytime that ferry is not running as regularly scheduled, it affects our bottom line.
She notes that the community is resourceful and will find other modes of transportation, but she's concerned that this may just be a preview of what's to come. Due to scheduled maintenance on the Tustamina ferry, Homer and Soldovia won't have any service from mid-January to the end of April. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.